Welcome to Water Online Radio, coming to you live from Los Angeles, California, and broadcasting direct from WEFTEC, the water quality event. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
And we are back, broadcasting live from the Los Angeles Convention Center and the trade show floor of WEFTEC. I am Todd Schnick, joined by my co-host, Todd Youngblood. Todd, we got two troublemakers on this next segment.
Well, troublemakers, and you realize I got myself in trouble right out of the chute here. This is a former customer of mine.
It's a really good thing that you had no idea that he was a former customer.
I mean, that's embarrassing.
They don't teach that in the books.
I think he's going to hit me over the head before he leaves here today.
I'll give you one of your books for raves.
Is that one of my own books that says always remember your customers?
That's the one.
Did he sign it and everything?
Yeah.
Good Lord. Okay, well, let's introduce our guests. They are both from Thermo Fisher Scientific. We are joined by Ed Selvick, who's the VP of Sales, and Greg Johnson, who's the Marketing Manager. Welcome to the show, fellas.
Great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Well, before we get into a conversation, why don't we just, one by one, let's tell us a little bit about your background and who you are and what the work you're doing for Thermo Fisher. Why don't we start with you, Ed?
I've been in the water treatment business for well over 20 years. I started with the Culligan Industrial Water Company years ago. I've been through a company called Strandco that was bought out by U.S. Filter, where we did a lot of chem feed systems. And I've been with Thermo Fisher Scientific now for the last 5 years, and we do anything from medical devices to wastewater treatment pumps.
Okay, what about you, Greg?
I've been involved with the pump industry for 30 years. Started with Cole Parmer and worked with them as a product manager. Moved over to pump manufacturing later and worked with Gray Mills and Tuthill Pump Company and came back to Thermo Scientific in early 2000.
Well, unlike our guests, who are both young fellows, I've been around this industry for quite a few years, and you guys are known for peristaltic pumps, and frankly, they've been around forever. And I don't really think about them as high tech, but I'm sure they are. Talk about how those type of pumps, that style of pump, has changed over the years and kept up with the technology and requirements.
Well, I'll take that question. There are a lot of differences, but essentially, most other pump types have rotors, glands, valves, or seals that can either wear out or clog or have some other type of problem in the installation. Also, a lot of the pump types cannot really run dry or provide a reverse flow. Peristaltic pumps have the ability to run dry. They have no glands, no seals, and no valves to clog.
So the maintenance is less? I mean, is that the big difference?
Maintenance is very easy with peristaltic pumps. Basically, by replacing the tubing, you have a new pump, and they're very simple to maintain.
Well, they used to be problematic, we understand. What changed? Why are they now the standard in the industry?
Well, Todd, there's several reasons why peristaltic pumps, especially the Masterflex pumps, ideal for wastewater treatment plants. First, the easy load pump design allows the operator to maintain the pump in less than a minute, as Greg mentioned, simply by replacing the tubing. And the new tubing materials that we have developed can hold up to very harsh demands of the service in the field. And that's all changed over the last 10 years or so. And with the development of high-tech tubing materials, we can absolutely marry the right tubing material to the application.
What are the advantages to Thermo Scientific peristaltic pumps into wastewater applications? Help our audience understand why these are so important.
Well, they avoid a lot of difficulties in a wastewater treatment plant application. First of all, chemical attack, abrasive wear, and clogging. Salt settlement and vapor locking are also some of the things that the problems that peristaltic pumps solve.
Chemical attack? I mean, you got my attention.
That freaked me out. What's that all about?
With that phrase.
Chemical attack is chemical corrosion to the tubing or pump materials that are involved in the piping system by some of the strong chemicals that are used, sodium hypochlorite, which is basically a bleaching or oxidizing agent, and ferric chlorides, and those other types of chemicals.
So these have to be reliable then?
You bet they do. Reliability is excellent for these pumps because the fluid itself never actually touches the pump. It only touches the tubing. This means that the pump will last a very, very long time. Plus, the same pump can be used for various fluids simply by changing the tubing material itself.
Let's talk a little bit about the economics of the whole thing. I mean, it's impossible to have a business conversation without talking about capital and expenses and saving money and total cost of ownership. Just talk a little bit about how all these things you guys have been discussing about your pumps have an impact for your, you know, the benefit of your customer in terms of money.
Well, in terms of money, the peristaltic pump probably is a little higher investment initially, but as the user is working with the pump and the operator maintains it, they're much easier to maintain, they're much easier to repair, and the operator has a level of comfort that they're going to maintain their operating system without going down or failing because there's been a vapor or gas locking in the pump.
All right, help us understand what pump vapor locking is. What do you mean by that?
Well, vapor locking is a result of outgassing from a fluid, which is commonplace problems when feeding chemicals like sodium hypochlorite. It's commonly used in wastewater treatment plants and in water treatment plants as well. Outgassing, the chemical can form a pocket of vapor or gas in the fluid line, and it can obstruct the normal flow of other kinds of pumps. With a peristaltic pump, the pump is constantly having the tubing squeezed, so all the fluids in the pump, which includes the vapor itself, is being moved along, so the pump itself would never stop.
Well, let's talk a little bit about regulation. I mean, it seems like every time I turn around, a state, a municipality, the federal government, you've got regulations coming from all corners, foreign governments. How big an impact is that having on your business?
What happens with regulation as it drives and pertains to the metering pump or chemical feed pump business is, first of all, we have to reliably meter or feed the chemical that treats the water, but we can't overfeed it. So there's regulations on both ends as to the purity of the water and the amount of chemical that gets in there. It can't be too strong or it becomes very bad for whoever's using it, and it can't be too weak, otherwise you get bad things happening with bacteria and those types of growth.
So you guys are exhibiting here at WEFTEC. How's the show going for you so far?
It's been very good. We've had a lot of customers visit. We've had many of our representatives visit, and we're in booth 4145, and we'd like to see anybody here who wants to come by, and we'll tell them all about peristaltic pumps.
Is Youngblood allowed to come?
Maybe. We'll
okay.
see.
Oh, no.
Todd, I'd love to have you come over, man.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So I've been forgiven.
Yes, you have.
All right. Well, that's gentlemen, good. I hate to admit it, but we're out of time. Before I let you go, but please share with the audience how they can contact Thermo Fisher and learn more about the good works that you're doing.
Thermo Fisher, we're located in Barrington, Illinois. They can contact us on the website, www.thermoscientific.com/fluid handling, and also by our 800 number, 800-637-3739, or come to the booth again at 4145.
Ed Selvick, Greg Johnson, thank you so much for joining us. It was a pleasure having you.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thanks, gentlemen.
You bet.
Okay, that wraps this segment. On behalf of Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. Water Online Radio. We'll be right back.